But mainly, I don't want to rob God. Because, you know, he was a man that came down, as I've heard Brother Greg say, you know, he left the glory of heaven, the singing of the angels. And he took upon him a body of flesh like unto ours. There was no sin found in him. And he tasted death on a cross for someone so as unworthy as me. And if I would live to be a million years old, and if I thanked him every day of my life, that wouldn't be close to the thanks that he deserves. But there's going to come a day in my life when I'll be able to praise him forever and evermore. And this is a song. I was thinking about how we've got these prayer requests out. We could be here for 3 weeks, and we still couldn't get them all. But there's going to come a time, people, when we're going to reach a land. We'll never have to worry about cancer anymore. We'll never have to worry about a heart attack. We'll never have to worry about somebody losing their mind through Alzheimer's. But this is a song that it means so much to me. And I pray that you all would be mindful and pray for me. I am trying to travel a path that is straight. Each day brings me closer to that beautiful gate, where I'll lay down my burdens and receive a bright crown forever to live in my heavenly home. I've got a longing, I am homesick to go home, to a land without heartaches, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world here below. I am homesick for heaven. I've got a longing to go. When I prayed my last prayer and I've sang my last song, and the death angel whispers, it's time to go home. It's goodbye to my friends I've met on my way. But I'll meet you again on that homecoming day. I want to see my Savior who saved me from sin and hear his sweet voice as he welcomes me in. I want to see my mother. She's been gone for so long. She said she'd be waiting to welcome me home. I've got a longing, I am homesick to go home, to a land without heartaches, no sorrow or woe. There's nothing but trouble in this world here below. I am homesick for heaven. I've got a longing to go. If there's anybody here that claims to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and if that song doesn't mean more to them than anything. There's something wrong. They've not come into contact with the Jesus that I come in contact with.
Lord, help me.
And if there's anybody here under the sound of my voice that doesn't know the Lord tonight, I heard a brother say one time on a CD, it's your own fault. Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, when he arose on that third and appointed morning,
Lord, help him,
when he ascended on high, he made a way for each and every man that would reach, that would grace this earth, that would come to that age and know doeth good and doeth not, to him is sin.
Lord, help him, God.
There's so many different denominations, and you see where they take and they baptize kids. Now, Apostle Paul said himself that I was alive once without the law, but the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. Now, as long as a kid is, when a kid comes to the age when they know God as God and recognize and glorify Him not as God, then they're held accountable. But until that time, they're just as good as one of God's little kids, as one of God's angels. If they died before that time, heaven is their home just as sure as I'm standing here.
Absolutely.
Whether it's 9 years old or you're 15 years old. I believe one morning, one evening, I was coming home from school. I was somewhere around the age of 16 years old. God come and showed me that I was a sinner. Now, brothers and sisters, He didn't come to show me that I was a sinner and walk off. When He comes to you, now, I've heard it preached too many times, and I used to believe this way. And I do believe in a travel and a travail from nature to grace. But I've heard people preach it too hard. The very moment that you give, the very instant that you give God your very life, everything that you've got, there was a woman that come to the well one time. She gave two mites. Well, I said, well, they was taking up I'll call it a collection.
Lord, help God.
They was people was given out of their abundance. She came and she gave two mites, which to other people wasn't much, but that was all she had. Jesus found more favor in her offering than the rest of them because He told them, He said, you give out of your abundance, but she give her very living. It takes everything you got to be saved.
Lord,
but if you would, brother, just pray for me.
Lord, bless
but
you.
Now, there was a path that I've told you that Christ made. It says in the book of Revelations, John wept. He said there was a book that had seven seals and no man was found worthy to open them. And he cried.
Lord,
said the heavens were searched. The earth was searched. Even under the earth was searched. No man was found worthy to open the seals in that book. Jesus, in my way of putting it, He said, I'll go in their stead. When Jesus died, Jesus was the one worthy to open those seals. Nobody else was. Now you think about that. You look at Moses. Moses, I believe with everything in me, was a type and shadow of Christ. Because he had a direct line with God just like Jesus did.
Lord, help him, God.
I come to me.
He, as great a man as he was not found worthy to open those seals. Jesus Christ is the only person that can save your soul. It is the blood of Christ that was shed upon the cross. There was a Roman soldier came along. There was a custom that they was not to be, well, my way of putting it, after dark, they was not to be hung on the cross. They would break their bones of their legs to bring them and then bring them down. Well, they come to the first man, they broke his legs. They come to the second. They went past Jesus and went to the other man and broke his legs. When they come to Jesus, he was already dead. He was already dead and gone, my way of putting it. The Roman soldier took a sword and just pierced his side. And forthwith come blood and water. You go there to the 14th chapter of the book of Zechariah, the 8th verse, it says, in that day, living water shall flow, some to the hinder and some to the former seas. That fulfilled that scripture. When Jesus come up out of the grave, Mary came. She was going to anoint His body. She come to Jesus. She didn't know Jesus. She's like, where have you took my master? Where have you laid him where I can get him? Well, when He said Mary, she knew it. She said, Rabboni. When Jesus speaks your name, you'll know it. He told her, now He said in one place, He said, now touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Another place He told him to touch me. So that shows me, people, he went up and down more than from the time that He rose on that third and appointed morning to the final time when He ascended on high. He visited them. There was two men going along the Emmaus Road there. He walked with them, and he more or less, maybe putting it, he expounded the scriptures unto them. They went into the house. He went into the house with them, and when he gave thanks and broke the bread, he disappeared from their sight. And they said, did not our hearts burn within us? When the Lord begins speaking to you, there's a burning sets up. Now, he says that John the Baptist one time when he was preaching, he said, I indeed baptize thee with water, but there's one that cometh after me, whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to bow down and unloosen. He shall baptize you with the fire and the Holy Ghost. And the scripture says, believe, repent, believe, and be baptized. Now, I believe that baptism it talks about is not that water baptism at first, because we have to be born inwardly by that sweet spirit. It says in there that the water baptism is not for the putting away the filth of the flesh, but to answer a good conscience toward God. It is basically us putting our light upon a candlestick. It says that you put our light on a candlestick that it may give light to the whole house. It comes down to our works. It shows that there's a change been made in us, that we no longer live. We are in the world, but we're no longer of the world. We're chosen out of the world. But now that chosen can go to anybody. If you die and go to hell, you went against the will of God, because it said that God, it's not, you know, John 3:16 says that God said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is, our salvation is dependent upon our belief in Christ. I believe it's 2 James 3:9. It says that God's promises is not slack concerning his promises, but is long suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. So if you die and go to hell, you're going against God's will. You're going on your own unbelief. You've heard me say it before, Jesus said, You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. He said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you that where I'm at. He said, if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I'm at, there you may be also. That is all dependent upon your belief. And it's not a head belief. A head belief will get you just as much saved as head code will. That head belief has to come down to the heart. For it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That does not leave anybody out. And if there's anybody here under the sound of my voice that doesn't know the Lord, we're living in perilous times. Jesus spoke about this in his time when he was here on earth. And the only thing I can tell you, we're about 2,009 years closer now than we was when Jesus spoke it. Now, not even Jesus himself knows the hour when God's coming, when God tells him to come back. And when he comes back, he's coming after one thing. That is his children. That is the bride of the Lamb. That is the church. That is where it says there in the book of Revelation, he said, I saw a new city, a new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, adorned as a bride for her husband. Now, we talk about ourselves as sons of God, but if you want to think about people, a lot of times we got like a feminine thing to us because we're a bride. But now we're the bride of Christ. We're heirs of God, but we're joint heirs with Christ. Here was a man, like I said, he left the glories of heaven. He left the glories of heaven. He left the singing of the angels. He came down and took upon him a body of flesh. There was no sin found in him. And for somebody so unworthy as mankind, who from the very time that they was placed in the garden, they began rebelling. God told him all the things that Adam and Eve could eat. He said, but if you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. And that was the one thing they done. The serpent, which I believe was Satan, told him, he said, ye shall not surely die, but ye shall be as gods, knowing the difference in good and evil. Satan told him, added one word to it and changed the whole thing. He said, ye shall not. He put that not in there. She ate of it. I believe her eyes was open. She tempted Adam, and Adam ate of it. His eyes was open. Well, God said his voice come in the cool of the evening. I believe that they girded themselves with fig leaves and they hid. See, man, it's a proven fact that you give a man enough rope and he'll hang herself.
Lord help him, God.
God come, he asked where they said, we're over here, my way, we're hiding here in the bushes. What are you hiding for? He said, we're naked. Who told you he was naked? God know they transgressed him, but he was wanting to come out of their mouth. Like I said, people, will you give us enough rope and we'll hang ourselves every time. Man can't get out of his own way. Just like with some of the churches, whatever reason, bless their hearts, they can't get out of their own way. But now, from the very time, from the second or third chapter of the book of Genesis on, mankind has rebelled against God. Even Moses himself, as great as he was, he smote the rock. I believe it said he smote it twice.
Lord, help God.
Well, he came when it come time for Moses to die. He was at the age of 120 years old. God showed him the promised land. But he wasn't allowed to go in because of his disobedience. God took and buried him. Now, I've not read all the Old Testament, but I've read all the New Testament. Moses is the only person I know of that says that God buried. And said, to this day, no man knows where God laid him at. But now, we got a better promise than that, because not only did Jesus make us a promise that if we would love and serve him and be our Lord and Savior, that he was our Lord and Savior, that he promised us that we would not only see the glories of that other country, of that beautiful heaven, we'll go in. See, God showed Moses that country, but he wasn't allowed to go in. He led him right up to the gate, just like with Judas. Judas led him right up to the very door, but yet he didn't go in. He kissed the very doorway to heaven, but yet died and went to hell. I believe it with all my heart. So, my word of advice here in my closing remarks, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Terry and let him come, is that if you don't know the Lord, lean after him. The Bible says lean not on your own understanding, but lean on God. Men sometimes will tell you things that's not always true. And this is a hard saying, but it's true, and I've found this out the hard way. And I'm not talking about this church, and I'm not talking about the Indian bottom necessarily or nothing. I try not to throw stones, but I tell people the truth. Not everybody that gets up in this stand here, and I'm not talking about the little jewel stand, but not everybody gets up here as your friend. They'll get up there and they'll preach that the bride says, come, let whosoever will come and take of the water of life freely. Come up there, oh, you've been married more than once, we can't take you. Now, you've done lied to that man. If you publish an open door and then you come up there and you slam the door in his face, you've done lied to him. When somebody comes up to me, and I don't care if they run me out of any church I go to, one thing about it, they can take my name off of every church book on this earth, but they'll not take it out of that Lamb's Book of Life. And the same way they can put my name on every church book in the world, that won't cause me to have my name inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. But now they can run me out of every church house in this world. If somebody comes up to me and they give me a good confession, unless I smell liquor in the breath, I'm going to take them water. Now they can run me out or whatever they want to. But now God did not cause me to be anybody's judge. I have to look, Apostle Paul's own self said that I judge myself that I won't be judged. Because if I judge somebody that much is going to be measured and judged back right at me.
Yep.
But now whenever the Lord comes, well, they're in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts when Peter was on the housetop. He fell into a trance and God let down a tablecloth, but he let it down by four corners. Had all kinds of the hoofed, all the things that was according to the Old Testament was unclean. He told him, he said, rise, kill, and eat. Peter said, Father, there's nothing common or unclean in my mouth at any time. God said, what I have cleansed, call thou not common. Now, when somebody comes up and gives me their hand to be baptized, now, if I turn them away, I've done judged them. I've done called them common. Now, if I take them to the water and 3 days later they're hanging in a bar somewhere drunk, then my hands are clean because I've done what was commanded to me.
Absolutely.
But now, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Terry, but I want you to know that I love you all, and that if there's anybody here under the sound of my voice that does not know the Lord, you need to find you a place somewhere. But until you give him every last ounce of your life, he won't save you. You cannot hold on. It says, whosoever holdeth to the plow looking back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. You can't look back. You cannot. You've got to give everything to him. You've got to give him your two mites. And he will save your soul, and you'll never be disappointed in him. But I love y'all, and come according to the rangers.